Okay, Mr.
Mr. Ratcliffe was, I guess you'd say, constable, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was a big man and always wore a big holster with a gun in it. And I was scared to death of him. I remember going up, sent to the commissary one time. I remember I'd be barefoot and there'd be some grass out here and I'd run, get on the grass so my feet would, you know, get cooler. But I got on up there by it and I started to go to the store. The commissary had a market. It was all in one long building, but one was the ice house and the market and then the store and then the drugstore and then the post office.
Barbershop.
Well, when I looked up and I saw that man up there on that store porch, boy, I hightailed it back home. I wouldn't have gone past him for anything in the world.
He was
as
good as dough, he and his wife, but it was just that pistol. We just weren't used to that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm scared of him.
I'm still scared of him.
I think I heard somewhere that there was a jail here in
Dallas. Yes, they had it. They had a little jail over there. It wasn't this big.
No, it was just a little square. Keep them long enough to get them into Lufkin, I guess.
You were telling Mr.
Deborah.
Something about some snakes. Scaring some snakes.
Well, in the store, we were always thinking of something to do. We need to have these people come in there. And we had... This day we had a little artificial snake. You could hold him in your hand and look like he's moving. And there was a lady right across the counter from me, and she just put her head on the counter and said, "Oh my God." And she didn't say anything. She just stood there a few minutes, and her boy was standing there by her. And I said, "What's the matter with your mother? What's the matter?" She said, "Well, she has trouble with her heart." And it just worried me to death. I didn't know what to do. I was afraid Mr. Rutland was going to come in there and find her passed out, and he'd know that I was the cause of it. And so I told him, I said, "Would you like to try to get her out on the porch so she gets some fresh air?" And he said, "Yeah, that might do that." And so he took her on the outside, and that relieved me.
Tell about the trains, though. They used to...
Oh, we used to circulate the word around that a circus train was coming through around 4 o'clock, and boy, they'd go home and tell their folks about it, and the people be lined up all up and down from the store waiting for that train. Of course, it never came, you know. And some people really got mad about it. What else?
I remember one thing during the First World War. Mm-hmm. See, we were small, but they had us come for knitting and taught us to knit. We knit some socks and things, even though I wasn't about 8 years old or something like that. And we would meet the soldier trains. That was a big thing. Well, meeting a train was a big thing by Johnny Crook off the train, you know, from the man. But we'd meet the soldier trains and take flowers, and the older girls would get names from the soldiers, you know, and write to them. I'll never forget it, and then go across to Miss Estes' hotel and play the player piano with songs like "My Buddy," you know that, and what was some
A Long Ways to Tipperary?
Yeah, some of those. Just a Baby's Prayer, Twilight. That would make me cry, though. And we'd just sing them though and play. It was we were trying to be patriotic, you know. And we were smart.
Yeah, and we folded bandages. We did a lot of things.
We helped with the war then.
War effort.
Mm-hmm. At the library. Which didn't have a book in it, you know. Yeah. But
it's where the Love product. That used to be it.
Well, it was just called the library.
A library.
It wasn't a library.
No, I think it was built for that purpose, hoping to make one out of it. But then they got the concentrate in. We had a good library at school. So books were always available to us because we had a good, each room had a good library.
Josephine and I went there one time to visit when the Temple Party came. We took them some Dorothy Perkins roses, know, and sat in a chair together, and we didn't know what to say. But we were visiting them, weren't we?
Yeah. They used to come to my house quite often.
And was it kind of like visiting royalty when they
were Well, yeah, well, we were real proud when they came because they were always very nice to us, you know. And they'd come over and sit in our yard, and I recognized the Rogers and Carpenters and Mr. Gilbert. Uh-huh. And he was sort of head of Southern Pine. It was called Southern Pine Lumber mm-hmm. Company then. But the Southern Pine offices then were in Texas County.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Mr. Temple used to say it was pretty bad on him because he lived in Arkansas and his business was in Texas. So he had a hard time voting. You know, he really wanted to vote for the people in Texas because of his business.
How often would they come down?
Oh, usually in the summertime, you know. Now, some of the men would come off and on, but when he'd bring the ladies, it would be in the summer because it was mm-hmm. pretty bad mm-hmm. weather in the winter.
Well, when did they build the house? You know, the temple house.
That's
where we lived.
I'll tell you, they had built it just... Mr. Temple hadn't been in it very, very long when my father died, and he died in... 38. He died in 38, because I know Daddy used to go down there with Mr. Henry Temple, you know, while they were building it, and he'd... he called it River Oaks, you know. He said, Mr. Henry, say, well, come down and let's go see about the house. He says, you mean the one in River Oaks? So he called it River Oaks. But I know it was, and they hadn't been over here but a very short while when he died, and he died in 38. Mm-hmm. So they were building on it.
Now, you're talking about Henry Temple.
He was here when they built it.
Okay, and that was Tom Temple's
nephew.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
When we were little, though, they called the first row a
step stocking row, and the back one was Snuffy. You're Snuffy Ridge.
Snuffy what?
Ridge. Everybody dipped snuff, I guess. I don't know.